My lord, guys and gals, ghosts and goblins, welcome back, guys, Misguided Shenanigans for another week. My name is Nick, of course, with me, my brother from another mother, who is now in California, Finney. Man, it is fucking fall, bro. It is fall here in North Carolina. It's 50 degrees tonight. I'm in the garage, in a hoodie. I'm drinking my Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer. We're not a sponsor, so don't take it that way. I just love the beer. This is it, man. This is it. And listen, to kick this off, I had a pretty cool dad moment tonight. And actually a little bit of a funny thing too. So got to know the guy behind the meat counter at one of the local shopping establishments here in Asheville, North Carolina. And he hooked
so
it up
got
with
to know the guy that handles your meat.
Yes. finally got to meet him. And he hooked me up with a couple of New York strip steaks, right?
Nice. Now,
yeah, man. So I am, as you know, Finney, I'm kind of a novice griller at this point. Really great at, and this is charcoal, by the way. This is not gas. So anyway, long story short, I put those bitches on my brand new charcoal grill tonight, and I cooked a medium for the first time, and it was phenomenal. That's a proud dad moment. It's a proud dad moment, in my opinion. And so we sit down. So here's a funny son story. We sit down to eat, and he says, you know, Dad, he said, if we were going to an expensive restaurant, I'd probably pick the more expensive restaurant steak over this one, but it's really good. I was like, come on, man, give me a break. It's great. I mean, I basted it in garlic and butter and salt and pepper. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. Oh,
and then I'll tell you what you need to do.
Yeah.
Go to Whole Foods, get you a $12 vial. It is a vial. It's like a little bitty bottle of truffle oil. Mix that in. It just takes a little bit. So look up, it's like a teaspoon or something, but just put a little bit of truffle oil in with your butter and like your seasonings, and then use that sucker on there. It'll change your life.
All right. I'm doing it. Well, all right. Listen, I wanted to get that story out of the way because I don't want to take away from this episode. Finney is cracking. So let's give a little backstory here. Finney just cracked a beer, folks, a beer, an IPA. And Finney, what is that IPA?
So, you know, we're getting into the holiday season. Halloween's, you know, in full swing here. And so I decided to try a beer. For those of you that don't know, I hate beer. I haven't found one I like. I do like sours. I like liquor. I can drink, like, you know, whiskey on the rocks. I can drink wine now. But beer's always escaped me. So one of my favorite bands is Deftones. And they have a Phantom Bride IPA that I decided to try. You know, it's decorative, kind of has a Halloween theme there. So in the spirit of the holiday, you're going to try a beer. So we'll see how this goes.
Try it. I'm curious. Your initial facial feature, and guys, I implore you to get on YouTube so you can see this. Your initial reaction to that was a sour face. Please comment in the comments if you saw the same thing.
So this beer, unlike others, has this hit at the front instead of at the back. And usually why I don't like beer is because the hoppy taste or there's a taste at the aftertaste of.
Yep.
This one's got it on the front end. So it's kind of got a clean finish. I don't know. I'll keep you posted as the night goes on.
Yeah, please do. Please do. So, guys, we are kicking off the Halloween season tonight or today, whatever, wherever you are in the country. And we're going to start talking October, baby. Halloween. Tonight's a good episode. I mean, we're going to dive into what we hope is Skinwalker Ranch.
The paranormal.
Finney's really bad paranormal voice. Yes. And one of the things that excites me, because I've had some experiences and I know people are like, oh, that's fucking horseshit, blah, blah. I promise you, I know what I saw and it was legit. So we're going to kick it off tonight with that.
All right. Where are we starting?
Let's go, man. Okay. So my first paranormal experience, I feel like, we were actually living in Georgia, Finney. I don't know if you remember the yellow house in Loganville. It was on the back roads, man. I mean,
you,
where my Dodge Intrepid caught on fire. That's another story, maybe closer to Christmas. but it was owned by some folks that didn't allow like you to cook pork in the house because of their religion. So we rented this house at the time. And, you know, I mean, obviously, like, fuck it. I love bacon. We all love bacon. So we did it. But no, there were several nights I remember waking up with like hands on my chest, couldn't talk, couldn't breathe, just craziness, man. And I know like you can wake up in a panic. So it could, you know, I guess that technically it could have been that. But man, the hair stood up on my arms. Like I had goosebumps. It was crazy, dude. That was my first paranormal experience. I don't know about now. What about you? I know you've had some too, right?
I've got two stories. One did not happen to me. It actually happened to my brother. So we moved into this place in Georgia over in Norcross. And come to find out, we found out later that it was owned by a drug dealer that used to have satanic rituals in the living room. So we had to have the whole priest come and bless the house and everything afterwards. But basically what happened was there'd been like some crazy things and stuff that had been happening around the house, but nobody thought anything of it. It was just, we were moving in and all of a sudden my mom's sitting on the bed. My brother comes running around and all of a sudden he goes flying out the window. Flying like that, somebody picked him up and chunked him. Like he's 4 years old at the time, running around, like basically chunked out the window, and he's hanging on. And house is two stories up, hanging on that ledge of that second story. My mom reaches and grabs him in time, and then like some other crazy stuff is happening around the house. And come to find out that was the case, and probably why my parents got it so cheap, had to have a priest come and you know. Do the things and, you know, get rid of the bad spirits out of the house. But that's the first one.
Well, so let me ask you this. Because a lot of times you see that shit, like you see the priest come in the movies and do the whole fucking thing. Did it work? Were the spirits gone after that?
Never had anything afterwards. Yeah.
No shit.
Never saw anything afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I was just curious.
But this guy had done like animal sacrifices and stuff, if I remember correctly. But yeah, pretty crazy type of situation. Actually, I got a few of these. So then there was another one where there was a house that we lived in North Carolina, and it was backed up into the woods out in the country. And we would hear things at all hours of the night. You would hear people talking. Like literally right outside, and there's nobody there. Like we don't have neighbors at this house. Like,
yeah,
the closest neighbor is across the street, which my great grandparents, but they're like down the street, and like outside of that, there's nobody around. So it's not like you have somebody next door. Not like you're in a condo or anything. Right. You would hear people talking. You could hear like hammering and stuff in the background. You'd hear stuff going on, like people walking around the house, and everybody's in bed asleep. And like, I would literally jump from my bed across the room to my brother's bed, like, cause I was afraid someone was going to reach out and grab me from underneath the beds and like, you know, reach around and kind of tiptoe around and do this whole like ninja warrior thing just to get out of bed and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But could see shadows and different things. That one could be here or there, right? Young kid just moved, a lot of changes, you know, I swear there's something to it, but my bigger story is when I was in my 20s and So written this place out in Winder, Georgia. Winder Barrow is like the armpit of Georgia. And so me and my roommate were asleep and I lay down and I'm still fully awake. And I decided to get up and get something to drink. And so I get up, walk, and the way the apartment set up is I was in the back bedroom. I had to walk through my roommate's bedroom. It was like a little bonus room, but you had to walk through it to get into the kitchen. So I get in the kitchen. It's dark. It's like midnight, one in the morning. I open the fridge door and I pour me a glass of tea. I turn around to my right because the hair is standing up on the back of my neck. And I look to my right and I see this old man with like long, scraggly hair. You could see his ribs and everything. He wasn't wearing a shirt. And he was holding a little girl's hand next to him, straggly hair, almost what you would see in like the Ring type of stuff. Yeah. Now, granted, during this time, those movies hadn't come out yet. So it's not like that's what I'm imagining. It's from a movie I saw. They weren't out at that time when this happened.
Yeah.
Actually, in fact, those came out like right after all this. But they were standing there at the doorway between the kitchen and the living room. And I'm like, holy hell, that's weird. I don't say a word. I turn back, take a sip of my drink, shut the refrigerator door, walk to my roommate's doorway, turn around. They're still there looking at me.
Oh.
The weirdest part is you can't really see their eyes. They're very dark. And so yep. I'm pretty freaked out. So I kind of hurry to my room. When I get to my door frame, I look back and they've moved up. They're now at his door frame between the kitchen and his room. And I'm like, well, this is getting more freaky. And I turn around and I see my own body laying in my own bed.
What?
And I'm sure people are going to say, oh, you're having a dream. And it was more than that. It was really, really weird. And I've read about out-of-body experiences and the silver lining and things, and I feel like that's what it was. Because I go back to the bed, and I'm trying to lay back in to my own body. Weird thing to say. And all of a sudden, I'm back in my body, but I'm frozen. I cannot move. And that whole feeling you said, like, I can't move my arms. I can't even speak. I am frozen solid. And now I'm looking, and they've moved up to the door frame of my room. And they're staring at me. I don't hear anything. It's very silent, eerily quiet, but they're just staring. And I'm struggling. I'm trying to say a prayer, trying to get my mouth to open.
Yep.
And finally I was able to say a prayer and get my eyes closed. And when I open them back up, they're gone.
Oh my
God. Okay, that was weird. I don't know what to make of this. I'm just going to go back to sleep. Get up the next morning, go into the kitchen. The tea in my glass that I drink is left out. So I know it's not a drink because the kitchen was clean at that point, and that glass and that tea jug were right there where I left it from getting it that night.
Dude, that's fucking nuts. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy, but it is like, there's a certain, like, there's certain people out there that just don't believe in it. They don't believe in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter your religion. None of that shit makes any difference to me. I, earlier on in life, didn't believe it either. I thought people were full of shit until I had that first experience in Loganville. And then we did, when we were living in Jacksonville, we went down to St. Augustine to go do the Haunted Lighthouse tour, which if anybody watched Ghost Hunters, they did a fantastic, fantastic investigation of the lighthouse. And so we went down to the St. Augustine Lighthouse, and, you know, I went in, actually, we all went in with an open mind. Like at this point, like, I know that I feel it's legit. So I had a couple experiences there. Now, I never saw the shadow people that were actually inside the lighthouse because there were too many people in the lighthouse at the time. but there's two other buildings that you investigate while you're there. And the main building that we went in first, I had a couple of experiences there. So there is a child there, and this is going to be a theme, so just kind of keep your ears open. There was a child that had passed away there, and I forgive me, I can't remember the cause. I don't remember what happened. But we're down in the basement of the first building, and you know, they give you EMF detectors, and I get this chill like on my leg. Now, guys and girls, I'm 6'7". I'm a big motherfucker. I'm 6'7", 258. Like, I'm a big guy. And so I'm down in the basement, and there's like me and two other people. Well, it's me and Lisa, and I think there's like one other couple. And I had the EMF detector, and I felt the hair stand up on my legs, and I got really cold. Like the bottom from my knee down got really cold. And so I tell the tour guide, or the guy that, you know, that was going through, and he was like, "Hey, put your EMF detector down there." And so I did, and I started from like my head, and I went down below my waist and then to my kneecap. And sure enough, that son of a bitch, from my kneecap all the way to the floor, was all the way red. It was all the way red. And he said, "Oh yeah, that's so-and-so. It's a little girl that had passed away here not too long ago. She usually attaches to male figures," right? Not necessarily like fucking tall, but like male visitors. And she followed me all around the basement, from what I could tell. And at one point, like, everything was fine again. Like, I didn't have a cold feeling in my legs, and the EMF detector didn't go off. Like, it was the coolest thing that's ever happened. I mean, super cool, man.
So let's stop right there for a second, because I have also been to the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Oh, okay.
And we haven't had this conversation before. So this is what's kind of cool about this. Now, I'm sure our listeners are going to call bullshit, but this is seriousness. We've not had this conversation before.
No.
Me and my wife went down to St. Augustine, and we actually went to the lighthouse. And we hiked all the way up it in the lighthouse, came all the way down, did the whole tour and everything. When we hiked up the lighthouse, you know, that didn't hear or see much. Got a little bit of vertigo, which was weird because I don't really get vertigo. But then we also went and saw that area. Now, we didn't go when they were handing out EMF detectors or anything like that. It wasn't during Halloween. This is just during the day, during like the summer or fall, like September-ish, probably October-ish. It was probably around my wife's birthday. And when we went down to that basement, the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I got this eerie feeling and very cold chills, kind of like a very similar experience, and was like, "Okay, I've seen enough. Let's go." And my wife is like, my wife is very cold natured. Like, she gets cold. Like, it could be 90 degrees and a cold breeze comes through, and like, she's like, "All right, where's my winter coat?" And she's fine, and I'm like, "No, I'm a little cold. Let's go." So it's funny that you said that, because I had a very similar experience, and we haven't had this conversation before. So
no, I never knew. I never knew that you went down there. Yeah, it was.
I wanted to do the Halloween thing, but we never made that happen. But even during the regular, like, not Halloween, no EMFs, I still like had some experiences there as well.
Well, and so we took my parents 1 year, and we had Zach with us, and we went down in that same building upstairs in the kitchen. My dad was taking some pictures, and at this point, I mean, guys, it's pitch black. You can't see anything. You've got, like, if you want to, you can have the light on your cell phone if you want, but nobody did, because everybody was like all in their, you know, like, fucking paranormal mode. And my dad went in and just started snapping pictures with his cell phone. And it was funny because he had done like four consecutive. And the first two were normal. The third one, because he used flash, which is what you're supposed to do, apparently, in those, you know, in the dark areas to catch the spirits or whatever. And he had snapped four consecutive pictures. The first two were normal. The third one had this dark shroud over the door. And then the fourth one was right back to normal. So like my dad caught something on camera. I don't know what it was, but there was nobody else in there besides me and him. Like it was insane, man. It was insane.
Well, and when you're firing off rapid, you know, camera shots like that, it's
right.
Usually they're all pretty similar. Like to get something that odd, that's, you know, that's kind of different. You can't say there's nothing to it, but seems like there's kind of something to it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I totally think there is. And I think, I mean, the lighthouse itself is haunted. Like we know that. I mean, there was actually one of the ladies we went with had a chain on her neck, and we were all standing in a circle again in that main building. This was when we first got in there. You know, all the lights were off, tour guides telling us stories, and she was wearing like this necklace, and the necklace fell off her neck. Like nobody, she looked at the ground and she was like, what the hell? And it, something had come and taken the like little latch on the back of the necklace and unlatched it, and it fell on the ground. Like just crazy random shit, man. Like I get it. People don't believe it. I get it. But when it happens, it's a complete 180. It's a complete 180. Yep. I mean, we've done several ghost tours of St. Augustine. The lighthouse was the best. We also did one. What's that?
Let's kind of kick it off with like maybe some of the top haunted places either that we've been or maybe some cool ones we want to check out like in local areas across the U.S. and so forth. So we'll have you continue. So what's the other one that you checked out in St. Augustine?
Oh, yeah, no. Well, we did a bunch. We did a bunch in St. Augustine. But we did another one in Orlando, which was really great. Oh, Orlando, the city of Orlando has some great haunted destinations. And I don't know the name of the place we went to. It's been so long ago. But this was, again, stick with the kid theme, right? We're walking in this building and I put the EMF detector down to my kneecap. And the guy was like, hey, he was like, look at your EMF detector. And I'm like, okay. And it was full red, man. Something was there. And this little boy, so a little boy that had died was walking right next to me for a good 15 feet. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. You know, not too soon. It's kind of interesting though, if you think about it, because not too soon after that, I became a dad. That's intriguing.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It was right before that I became a dad. So that is kind of interesting. But yeah, man, I'm telling you, until it happens to you, people will be like, oh, you're full of shit. That's okay. You can say I'm full of shit all you want, but I know what happened. I was there. And that's the beauty of it. I think that's fun. Right, to debate these things, you know, with folks that haven't had experiences that don't necessarily know. But no, I mean, what were you saying about the top 10 haunted places?
Yeah, let's run down through some. So here in California, one of the coolest places that I definitely want to check out is the Queen Mary. So for those of you who don't know what the Queen Mary is, it's an old like cruise ship that I think was used as like a hospital ship during like World War II or something like that, World War I. And it's docked up here in California over near like Long Beach in LA. And you can go through and do tours. Matter of fact, Ghost Hunters actually went in and did some investigating there for all the paranormal activity. And they've heard like people, they've seen, you know, people walking around when there's nobody down there. There's been eerie feelings, the hot and cold flashes, just the random things that happen. So Queen Mary is one out here on the West Coast that I definitely want to check out because that one kind of seems kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no. And I think that's the cool thing, man. Like I feel like almost every city you go to there's going to be some kind of paranormal activity, right? I mean, especially depending on the history of the city, like Asheville, you know, I mean, Civil War stuff, like, I mean, we've got the old building number 9 at the old Virginia Hospital. That's like the number one haunted destination here in Asheville, which I heard is really great. Now, I haven't been to it, and we're definitely going to try to hit some of these in October. But again, like that's the cool part about every city, man. I mean, I don't think Jacksonville had anything like that, but I mean, Orlando, Asheville, you out in California, I know Georgia, Savannah. Savannah's fucking a hotbed, which is awesome. I love Savannah.
So on the West Coast, we have a place called the Winchester Mystery House, and it's a quirky mansion that has like stairs that lead to nowhere, a door that has like no room behind it, and supposedly the person that built it that way so the ghost would get trapped and not be able to haunt her. And like it was supposedly like her ex-husband, she was afraid that they were going to come back and haunt her like from the dead. So they had this house built, literally stairs that go nowhere.
Huh.
How crazy is that?
That's insane. So that's
out here. Yeah, it's called the Winchester Mystery House. And it's near San Francisco. They also have. Whoa. What is that?
Sounds like your phone.
They also have. I know. Wife's calling me. Uh-oh. That's a haunting sound.
Boop.
Speaking of lighthouses, there's Point Sur State Park, which used to be a former naval facility. It's supposedly haunted. Then there's the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. It's supposed to be haunted. So on the West Coast, we get a few cool places to check out that are quirky and different, like a hotel, a house with like a stairway to nowhere, and another lighthouse. Like, you know, some creepy places to be.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, man. Well, I mean, here, you know, we've got the Biltmore Estate, which is about 20 minutes or so from where we are. Well, it costs a fucking fortune to get in there, though. It's like $75 a person to get into the Biltmore, which is ridiculous to me. I won't pay it. But I think one of the other cool things that I never got to do was the jail in St. Augustine. Like they say jails and well, in old hospitals. I mean, if you've ever watched Ghost Hunters, they did a slew of hospitals and jails, which by the way, was one of my favorite shows. I still love those guys. I mean, still love Jason Hawes, Steve, Grant, the whole crew. You know, I friggin' love them.
I liked it though because they would go in with the attitude of let's prove it's not haunted and there's no paranormal activity here. Let's prove that there is a reason for all these sounds and all these things that happen. Oh, it could be wiring. Oh, it could be pipes. And a lot of times there are episodes where like, yeah, we really don't think it's haunted. Like there's not enough here. Yep. But then there's other times where it's like, holy shit, something's happened here. Like this is just crazy.
Yeah.
So I think where they got respect and where they were not kind of like, oh, here's some cheesy, you know, Ghostbusters like wannabes, is because they took a different approach. He took it from let's prove that there's nothing here. And I think that gets you kind of, you know, a level of respect and a level of kind of trust with something like that.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Because a lot of the ones now, like I watch Ghost Adventures every once in a while, but there's too much like music and like they kind of throw the music in for drama and all this other shit. And so there's been a couple episodes that were really good. So not to take anything away from those guys, but I don't enjoy it as much as the old Ghost Hunters, man. They were more genuine. I feel like, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about another place that you started watching the show. You kind of turned me on to it. I watched the season of it so far. I don't know if they'll have more seasons or not, but
probably not.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, man.
So
and this is good because you and I had kind of conflicting opinions, really. You had said in a text, you were like, well, it kind of felt scripted. And I, there were certain parts of it. Now this actually aired, I think, on the History Channel, but you can watch it on Hulu. It's called The Search for Skinwalker, I think, or The Hunt for Skinwalker, The Hunt for Skinwalker. And yeah, I agree with you. I think
there's
point.
Two. There's like a movie, and then there's a series. I think I can't remember what they are, but I think one of them's Skinwalker Ranch, and the other one's The Hunt for Skinwalker. But yeah. Continue on.
Yeah, no, but you brought up an interesting thing. Like, yeah, you thought some of it was scripted, and I think I feel like there were portions of it that were, but some of the stuff they caught on camera. And guys, I'm not a fucking idiot. I know you can do things on camera now that, you know, you can make shit appear and you can make it disappear, but I just didn't feel like they did that. I mean, I felt like they caught some really good shit. I mean, the mutilation of cattle with no blood. That shit's insane to me, man. It's insane.
So let's kind of dig into like the history and stuff of Skinwalker Ranch. So basically, Skinwalker Ranch started out, it's was like, what, Indian land from, this is the Navajo and another tribe, and one tribe made the other tribe slaves, and so that tribe that became slaves cursed the land, and supposedly skinwalkers or shapeshifters roam and walk that land. It's changed hands multiple times, and there's always been these weird phenomenons. However, a lot of the phenomenon seems to have happened after like the 1940s. What I find significant about that is there was a lot of testing with nuclear bombs above ground and below ground out in Nevada, right?
Yep.
The wind current and where they would carry it would bring it right into the path of that ranch. And that ranch has a basin, almost like a bowl, where that fallout from the radioactive bomb that went off, like, two states away could actually settle and fall in there.
Yep.
And so there's been this whole thing of, you know, is it, you know, nuclear? Is there a bunch of like, you know, nuclear altered, like, you know, things like from The Hills Have Eyes or something running around that ranch.
Right.
So like mutilated mutant animals or people. There's also been alien sightings and UFOs that, you know, crop they've seen circles. Things in the air. Crop circles, then, you know, people hearing noises and people and the haunted paranormal, like poltergeist type things. And so there's a lot of things that it could be and a lot of speculation. I think where I fall on this one is, I feel like it was scripted because when you hear these guys talk, especially the main guy that owns it.
Yeah.
There's no personality. It sounds like he's reading a script. And I feel like it was like dramatized.
He's also a billionaire, though. He's also a billionaire. He probably had to have a script. I mean, the guy literally had no personality, bro. There was...
True, I mean, but all the guys he hired, none of them had personalities.
Yeah, well... That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, at least you're getting one guy with a personality, right? Like, none of them had personalities. You get the security guards at all, like, Rambo with shotguns and stuff. It's like, dude, why do you need guns on this ranch? Like, seriously... Why do you need guns? I still don't understand that part. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're running around playing soldier.
Dude, if you see an alien or a fucking werewolf, you're going to fucking shoot at it.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, he hadn't seen anything. Even he admitted he hadn't seen anything yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Why,
he did.
Why do you have this? Why do you have the firepower? Like, it's dramatization, right? I think where I struggle with this one is I saw like the stuff you saw, right? I watched it as well. Yeah, there's photos of cattle that doesn't have any blood, but those are like old photos. We don't know really what happened, right? We don't know who did the autopsy. It was also pre-owned before this guy bought it by this billionaire aerospace guy that was contracted for the government to do some testing and stuff. So who knows if some of those things are results of testing and stuff that had happened during that. And it's government secrets from, I mean, who knows? They could have been testing like viruses and things out there, and you never know. But through all of it, the pictures you see, yeah, it looks like an animal attacking another animal. You can't tell what it is, though. Other things like electronics not working and stuff, It could be minerals in the ground. It could be from the fallout from the nuclear bomb that went off in Nevada. I just didn't see anything that screamed paranormal. To me, I wonder if the whole underlying thing with Skinwalker Ranch is not paranormal, but it's more just nuclear waste. Because I didn't see anything.
And which is a possibility. You know,
from the stories for the stories I told, it's not like I don't believe, but for this one, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I kind of feel like there isn't UFOs for this. It's not, I think it's all like reflections and stuff and all from that nuclear fallout.
Well, that's some, I mean, I don't know. You make a good point, but also like there's at one point in the show where they start digging, right? Because they hit, they see this metallic sort of object under the ground and they start digging and, you know, they get, what did he say? It was like 3 or 4 feet down. And number one, the one guy got sick because of radiation. So there's a ridiculous amount of radiation on the ranch, apparently.
Yep.
So I can see somebody getting sick from that. But then, you know, once they got down to a certain depth, like I want to say it was 3 or 4 feet, it just, all the equipment stopped working. Like the one guy brought a drone out there. He tested the drone right there in the parking lot. He flew it up. It was good. They drove it out to the place they wanted to test it. The fucking batteries were dead. You know, I mean, I get it. You're right. It could be some kind of minerals in the ground. It could be nuclear waste. It could be all these things. I love the mystery of it. So maybe that's my thing, right? I love the mystery of it. Like, what if, man? I mean, there's been like reported wormholes, you know, from like different dimensions and I mean, UFO, the whole nine. Maybe for me, it's the mystery of it, but I love that shit, man. I love it. I mean, I'm going to go back and watch it again just because I'm enamored with it.
Well, and that's where like wormholes, that's like completely off topic, but as far as like wormholes, you know, there are reported stories where a plane would be leaving like the Bahamas or something and they're not supposed to arrive for another 2 hours. And all of a sudden they go through this cloud tunnel and it shoots them through. And all of a sudden they see ground and they're over like the Florida Everglades. Like, holy hell, I'm supposed to be going to like Miami or something. And they're way off course and they're 2 hours ahead of schedule. Where they've hit this, and it's been described as they hit this like tunnel, and it's almost like there's no resistance on the plane, and they're just like floating. And all of a sudden, they pop right out of it, and they're just like out of nowhere. But their equipment's all quirky and weird. So, I mean, there's been pilots reporting that since we've started flying. So, I mean, there could be something to that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that brings you like almost to the Bermuda Triangle, right? Like planes disappear.
Yep.
Disappear. Nobody ever sees them again. They're just gone.
Ships sink, disappear, gone. So what if Skinwalker Ranch is not something that's paranormal, but it's the result of the fallout from the bombs we tested, and then there's like gigantic rocks or magnets or things that are underneath that are natural to the Earth that we haven't discovered yet that really just fucks with everything, like the Bermuda Triangle does, right? I mean,
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Like I said, for me, it's the mystery of it, man. I don't know. I get hooked on it, dude. It's like aliens. You know, nobody's ever seen one except in a movie. But
so I've got a theory on the paranormal.
Okay.
And I feel like this is probably a good spot to kind of end it. Some people believe that there is paranormal activity, believe in ghosts and things. Other people don't. Some people believe it's spirits or angels and demons. They believe from a biblical sense. Some people believe, you know, from a satanic sense. I kind of have a different theory. You know, everyone thinks that time is linear. Like we move from point A to point B. But what if time wasn't linear? What if what we're doing is the same thing that's happened 100 years ago and so forth? But time is like layered and overlapped. And what if the things that we're seeing happened is the energy that they're giving off during that time and period? and it's just the layers aligning up at a certain point.
Huh.
Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Step away.
I think at this point, anything's possible. You know, I like I said, I love the mystery of it. That's a great point. You never know, man. You don't know.
No.
You don't know. We don't know if right now is fucking real. We have no idea. You know, I'm sure we'll know when we're dead. But, you know, until then, it's a mystery, man.
I don't know. This beer is just, so I don't know. It's got to be real because it tastes pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's fair. That must be why you're rushing us through this podcast then, because your beer's really shitty.
Well, on that note, let's tell our listeners what they're up for this month. So now that we kicked it off with the Paranormal Activity, what else we got in store for them?
Oh my God, man, we're going to go over some top haunted destinations. We did go over a few tonight, but we're going to have a little bit more research done for those. We're going to do, our top Halloween movies. I actually want to throw in our top Halloween albums because I've been listening to Ice Nine Kills the last couple of days.
Nice.
And they're, what's the name of it? Scream. Silver Scream.
Yep.
And it's great. But yeah, like our favorite Halloween costumes, kind of our family traditions around Halloween. Guys, we have got a ton in store over the next 5 or 6 weeks. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait.
Going to go over some of the prolific murderers throughout time, you know, kind of ties into the Halloween theme there. Maybe go through some conspiracies, talk about some aliens and end of the world stuff. Maybe, you know, who knows? We may sit around and watch a movie and give some commentary. So we got several episodes. We're actually going to release maybe a few bonus episodes this month just to kind of, you know, give everybody in the spirit and, you know, have some good times. Definitely talk about a lot of different things, especially when it comes to like Thrasher's films versus, you know, scary movies. Is there a difference? What is the difference? We'll get into that too. So,
yeah, I want to go into Devil's Night. I want to talk about Devil's Night. You know, that was a big thing up north from where I'm from, which you don't see in the South. You know,
down here. That's because you're in the Bible Belt.
Yeah, I know, dude. I know. God damn it. But all right, guys, listen, thank you guys so much for the support. Again, we've had more followers pop up on YouTube. Please go to YouTube. Give us a like. Shoot us a comment. Misguided Shenanigans. Facebook, Misguided Shenanigans. Instagram, Misguided Shenanigans. Email us. This is a big one. Email us at misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com if there's something you guys want to hear, especially for Halloween, guys. This is my favorite time of year. So if there's something you want to hear, fucking let me know and I will do the research. We'll talk about it. Hands down. Well, that's right. Done. So yeah, on that note. All right, kids. It's been fun. Keep on being spooky. It's that time of the year, baby.
Get your eggs ready. Get the teepee ready. Start, you know, gearing up your Halloween outfits. Buckle up, dress up. It's going to be a bumpy and fun ride.
That
See
it
y'all
is.
Later.
Bye, guys.